Park City Board of Education Vice President Aaron Grady says in addressing early childhood education, the community made it clear they don't want to redraw school district boundaries, moving McPolin Elementary farther away from the high school, but staying on the Kearns campus is under consideration. Park City's elementary schools would all need to be expanded if district-wide preschool is offered.
Kind of looking at if we would like as a community to have an early learning center centralized in town, and then also still having the kindergarten and preschool levels at the local elementaries as well. So, but I don't think we want to redistrict at all. I think people want to keep the schools where they are, similar locations.
The community supports aligning 6th through 8th grades in either 1 or 2 middle schools. As Superintendent Jill Gilday points out, there's a lot of benefit to bringing kids together in 6th grade, but they are looking for public input on this issue.
It brings the kids together at a young age where everybody in the district joins 6th grade together, and there's such excitement with that at Ecker Hill, and you can really feel that in the school. So the question then, is it a 6, 7, 8 building, or is, you know, does it remain as 2 smaller 6, 7, 8 options?
Gilday says the community wants 9th graders back in the high school, but it means the high school would have nearly 1,900 students. She says there are ways to schedule 9th grade students so the school doesn't feel too big for them as they transition into high school.
What I heard last night, and again was pretty affirming, is that as we look at those years of transition, 6th grade and 9th grade, the concept of keeping those kids in kind of what we would call a protected schedule, so that your rotation would have teachers in common.
A series of 5 roundtable open houses are scheduled on Monday and Tuesday of next week. They'll be held at Hugo Coffee in the Basin and the Park City Library.
There will be representatives from our consulting company and then also representatives from the school board there. And really, it's an opportunity. It's an open table. We want people to come and voice, look over what's been said, but we really want to hear everybody's opinions. It's really important that we get the community out and we get as many voices as possible.
The Master Planning Committee and consultants hope to have a final draft to the school board for consideration during the December board meeting. A schedule and location of the meetings can be found at pcschools.us. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.